feel so bad because I have not participated in the Big Brother podcast that Big Fatty and Adam do called But First. I am caught up on the show, Big Brother's Celebrity Big Brother, but the timing just has not worked out that I could join them for any one of those podcasts about the show. Now, the final episode of this season is going to be on Wednesday night. I think it's a 2-hour finale. But there's still 5 people in the house, so they're going to have to get rid of some people before they can choose the final winner. I can't remember how they did that. I know most of the celebrities went to the jury house, and there's that whole thing that's part of it. But I don't remember how they voted in or how they chose the actual winner last year on Celebrity Big Brother.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm caught up on the show. I feel so bad because I have not participated.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2886 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of February 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to bring you up to date what's going on in Hatlanta, and we've got some more voice letters. Hello, extinctioners. Big Fatty, is that what I smell? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're extinctioners today. Big Fatty. Holding my nose as you tell us. No, y'all, tonight it is the debut of the latest season of The Survivor. And y'all, this season is called The Edge of Extinction. Oh, that's why we're extinctors. It's true. And y'all, my good friend Rick of Jerry and Rick, you know, he has a pool there at his coal mine. And his players for this season are Aubrey, Aurora, Eric, Julia, and Keith. And he says there are 4 returning players, David, Aubrey, Kelly Wentworth, and Joe. And so he's got one of the returning players. So y'all, watch Don't on CBS tonight. Watch for the premiere of The Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 20th of February, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, today is the anniversarium of, y'all, he used to be the podfather, but, you know, now, Big Fatty, you left him in your dust. I did. Y'all, it's Archer. It is Archer and his husband, formerly known as the boyfriend. And, y'all, they do those Oreo cookery videos and everything like that over there on the Yoohoos. And Archer, every once in a while, gets off his ass and does a little show. Being Fatty, nothing like putting him on the spot. And Archer, I don't remember, do you watch The Survivor? Because, you know, The Survivor's first. Survivor's first. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. The Survivor's Ready podcast. We'll be recording it here pretty soon. But anyway, happy anniversary to Archer and to Warren. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
Knock it off!
Hello,
happy over in Atlanta. It's true. Hi. Y'all, like I said, I am over here in Atlanta. I am happy to tell you that, I'm glad I pre-recorded yesterday's little show, because y'all, sure enough, I got over here and I was, y'all, I probably could have recoded, but y'all, I don't have inner tubes here at the Hat Cave. So I've got to, I always have to take the computer over to the assisted living when I go see my mother. So I'm glad I pre-recorded, but yes, Big Fatty, and I'm happy to say that my trip over to Hatlanta was without incident. Big Fatty, so are we. We're all happy about that. Y'all, although I did stop at the DQ, Big Fatty, the Dairy Queen. That's like, is that anything like the Dairy Fairy? Well, it could be, but we don't ever hear from the Dairy Fairy anymore, so be fatty. Y'all, I decided I wanted me one of those blizzards. Have you ever had a blizzard? Yes, Big Fatty, a blizzard. I think they're having a blizzard up north. Yes, Big Fatty, that's a different kind of blizzard. They don't stir the Butterfinger pieces into the snow blizzard. That's true. And y'all, the girl, when she brought it to me, I went through the drive-through window, and when she brought it to me, she had it upside down to show me how thick it was. And I think that's one of their marketing things. Yes, Big Fatty, you usually like to see things, thick things upside down. Beep! Maybe that was vulgar. What was I saying? Beep! Maybe we don't know. I got a little thing of chicken fingers, and y'all, they gave me the grumbly tummy. Yes, because all that grease. Went and visited. got here to the Hat Cave, and went and I got here about 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, I wasn't going over there till about 4 o'clock. So I said, I'll just stay down here and take a little nip and nap. Next thing I knew, it was 4:45. So y'all, I needed a nip and nap. Went over, visited with my mother, took her a husband. Beep, ready? I didn't know she was even looking for one. No, you know, like those kind of sit-up pillows that you have on your bed. Aren't they called husbands? Big Fatty, I don't know. Ooh. And she tried it out, fell asleep, watching The Wheel and The Jeopardy. And got back over here, to the Hat Cave. I did stop and get me some of the good coffee, since it was still on sale at the Vons East, and I got me some effervescent tablets, in case I needed to, needed an Alka-Seltzer or similar. Slept pretty well. It took me a while to go to sleep. Y'all, it's raining. It looks like it's going to be raining over here in Hatlanta every day this week. That's good. But y'all, had some disturbing news. Old Veda told me that Miss Kitty had posted on the Face Space that his favorite dancing girl, Olive, had a mysterious infection. Big Fatty, could it be cat scratch fever? I don't know. I hadn't thought about that one, you know, being around Miss Kitty. They were in the emergency room all night long, and Olive is being kept for observation, they're running a few more tests and all, so y'all keep Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, in your thoughts as the day goes along. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why.
but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's still a very super sick Princess Hannah. I'm having fun. I had an epidural today. This is my second one in less than a month, and I'm hoping this one actually works. I'm calling with a CVS receipt. I picked up one just prescriptions, but that was free, so I really didn't count. A CVS brand facial mask. I've never tried one before, but I figured what the hell. I had a promotion coupon for it, so I figured whatever. And I got a 72 count thing of Tide Pods, and I paid, including tax, $11.12. Now, the coupons I have, I'm going to write off, aren't going to... Actually, no, they will make sense. Okay. And the reason why this receipt is so good is because the Tide Pods alone were $23.49. But I saved, $17.19 for a total of 62% in savings. Because the coupon I had for the mask was actually to get it for free. Then I had a 40% off coupon. No, that's still wrong. 4% off coupon. $5 in extra care bucks and $1 off a Tide. So I actually saved more like $21. So yeah. All right. I'm not making sense and I'm not coherent. Love you. Bye.
Big Betty, is she trying to take over your job here on the little show? Not making sense and not being coherent?
Well, it could be. But y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, even though you have the bubonic epizootic, and and I do hope, and by the way, that excellent coupon, I do hope, now y'all, this will just tell you something about Big Fatty. Y'all, I thought you had an epidural when you were getting ready to have a baby, and I don't think Princess Hannah was having a baby. Big Fatty, you had a food baby earlier. Well, no, but I don't think I need an epidural. Well, Big Fatty, some days you sound like you need one, my only other reference to epidural was that I believe, and I'm not 100% about this, but I do believe that excuse me, I'm epidural is Miss Beaver's stripper name during the lesbian boat races in July.
Big Fatty, you forgot get the stripper music. I did.
Poor McCarty. Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, I think she called back. She did.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. Yet again, it's been all of like 2 minutes since I left the last voicemail, but probably 3 weeks in between the two messages from when these get played. I'm calling with another CVS receipt. I've actually gone twice in the past 2 days. And this time I got two 40 count things of Orbit gum, two CoverGirl pressed powder compacts, and four birthday cards. And I spent, including tax, $10.49. And again, this receipt isn't going to be 100%. I'm going to give the total that I saved because I had a coupon that didn't show up on my card. So the guy just, I fussed with him and he just gave me 40% off of an item, which I then turned around and used that same 40% off coupon on the trip that I made today and got the 40% off the Tide Pods. But technically speaking, I saved $25.52 for 72% in savings. Because let's see, I had $3 off four Hallmark cards or more, $2 off $12 of cosmetics, $1.50 off two things of gum, $10 in extra care bucks because I get so many fucking prescriptions every month, and then $3 again in extra care bucks. So I'm kind of taking them to the cleaners, and I'm okay with that. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Princess Hannah again with another one of her good coupons. An excellent coupon again, Princess Hannah. And Big Fatty, did she say she's using her coupons at the cleaners? No, that was
that was a statement, a saying that, well, when you're ripping people off, you're taking them to the cleanest. Big Fatty, she's ripping them off. Well, no, because they're giving it to her, so she's really not. But anyway, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Oh, Dan, that's a yell. That, of course, is the Haunt Cub, and with a totally original, never been heard before, a bumper. For Social Question Month, and y'all, I would like to make one correction on what the Haunt Cub said. He says, call in your question. Well, you know, you can e-letter your questions, and also, quite frankly, we don't really care if you do it or not, but Hey, are you coughing up a lung? Do you need an epidural? Anyway, y'all, I've got some so-so questions. Oh, dear Gussie, I don't, they're not on here. I'm going to have to, yes, because you're going to have to go to the cellular telephonic device to get the question. Where's the cellular telephonic device? Fanny, what did you do with it? What did I do with it? I don't know. Well, there's the cord. Oh, there it is right there. Okay, ready? So much work for such uninspiring questions. It's true. But, y'all, let's just go over here. We've got some... Oh, y'all, by the way, the other day, remember that... Kathy Marshall, who is one of the sponsors of the So-So Question, she says, I'm delighted to hear such lovely and truly mediocre So-So Questions. I do say that I did have a chuckle from the thought of the old gal appearing on the veranda of the Walnut Hills Mansion, hazarding the deer urine sprinklers to see if her shadow looms across the landscape. But we all know Big Fatty is right. The prognosticator of spring must be a small furry animal small enough to be easily hoisted in the air. Then she says, as a small furry animal myself, I hate it when that happens. Kathy Marshall, thank you for that. I could just see the old gal emerging through the French doors and be ready anyway. Dear Gussie, why am I not hearing anything? Oh, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you jumped the gun a little bit there. I guess I did. Y'all, I didn't get any of the so-so questions in. So, anyway, we'll do that starting on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, just a reminder once again that the Survivor. The Survivor premieres tonight, so put that in your VRC. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. You heard Archer, and Archer, out of curiosity, what do you think of Question Month?
I'm caught up on the show. I feel so bad because I have not participated.
Yes, we are quite aware you haven't participated. Get that So-So question in.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.